Late last week, U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat from Lansing, introduced two bills focused on water contamination, the PFAS Accountability Act and the PFAS Detection Act. The Accountability Act would require the Department of Defense to cooperate with states as contamination is detected in communities near federal installations. Meanwhile, the first bill would authorize $45 million over 5 years for the U.S. Geological Survey to develop advanced testing methods for finding these chemicals in the environment. The bill includes funds for USGS sampling of estuaries, lakes, streams, springs, wells, wetlands, and soil for PFAS chemicals. Scott Faber is the Environmental Working Group's Senior Vice President of Government Affairs. That's a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit, nonpartisan organization focused on health and the environment.
The U.S. Geological Survey has a long history of monitoring water quality. They have monitoring stations all across the United States. They're already testing water for hundreds of different kinds of drinking water contaminants.
U.S. Senator Mike Round, a Republican from South Dakota, is a co-signer of the bill. In an email to WHQR, he says it's important to learn more about these compounds to protect the public. He adds that scientists at USGS and the EPA should work together to determine the extent of the problem nationwide so Congress can be better prepared to identify possible policy solutions to this issue. A Senate subcommittee plans to hold a hearing on PFAS contamination on September 26th. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.